None but the hungry heart. 11:6. Legally dead. Seeing that we have died to that which once held us in bondage, the law has now no hold over us. Romans 7:6a. For the believer, the dominion of law is just as devastating as the dominion of sin. At Calvary, death freed us from both. Theological teaching since the Reformation has not set forth clearly our utter end in death with the Lord Jesus on the cross. The fatal result of this error is to leave the law claimant over those in the Lord Jesus, for the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. Romans 7:1. Unless you are able to believe in your very heart that you died with him, and that you were buried, and that your history before the Father in Adam, the first, came to an utter end at Calvary, you will never get free from the claims of the law upon your conscience. The principle of the new life is faith. Faith, hope, and love are its characteristics. All these require not self-occupation, but occupation with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you take up the law to help you, it tells you just what you must be and do, but it gives no power for it. Power is in the Spirit. Thus grace, not law, is the way of growth. That the law cannot justify is comparatively simple, but that it hinders fruit-bearing is hard to realize. Sin shall not have dominion over you, because you are not under law but under grace. Those who put the believer under law destroy the authority of the law, or put the Christian under the curse, for in many things we offend all. They fancy they establish the law, but they destroy its authority. They only establish the full immutable authority of the law, who declare that the believer is under grace, and therefore cannot be cursed by its just and holy curse. So that we render a service which, instead of being old and formal, is new and spiritual. Romans 7:6b.